From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama embarks on a historic visit to Cuba. President Obama meets his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro today on the second day of his historic visit to the communist-run island nation. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. leader to visit Cuba in 88 years. He restored diplomatic relations last year after a 55-year hiatus. He arrived aboard the presidential aircraft Air Force One and greeted by Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. Mr. Obama took a walking tour of Old Havana and met with U.S. Embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals, to build new ties between our two peoples, and for me to lay out my vision for a future that's brighter than our past.
Also Monday, Mr. Obama is to meet entrepreneurs and members of Cuba's civil society, including human rights activists, as well as deliver an address to the Cuban people. As the president arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. They were chanting, "Obama, Cuba has a dream." More than 50 people were detained. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off to the country's east coast. In Seoul earlier today, this is Sung Kim. He's the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy.
I think our message is pretty clear that they should refrain from all provocative actions, including missile tests, which are clearly in violation of Security Council resolutions.
Last week, South Korean officials said the North fired medium-range missiles into the sea in defiance of UN sanctions. This is VOA News. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least six soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base 40 kilometers south of Mogadishu from two directions early Monday. Sunday, Kenya's military said it has killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes. A spokesman said 13 militants were killed and a mid-level al-Shabaab commander captured in Lower Juba region. He said another 21 militants were killed Saturday after they ambushed a military convoy traveling near Amphado. Turkey blamed an Islamic State militant Sunday for Saturday's suicide bombing in Istanbul that killed four people and wounded dozens more. The Turkish Interior Minister said five people allegedly linked to the attack have been detained.
Terörün gündemine.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed never to surrender to the agenda of terror. He said Turkey will defeat terrorist organizations and the powers behind them. Three Israelis and an Iranian were killed in Saturday's blast, the sixth suicide bombing in the country since July that have now killed more than 200 people. Voters in Niger went to the polls on Sunday to choose a president in a runoff with incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in line to easily win after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons, and the opposition boycotted the election. Mr. Issoufou said the winner must be able to reunite the people of Niger because the country faces important challenges. Despite a wealth of energy resources, Niger is one of the world's poorest countries. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou, a former parliamentary speaker, was taken from his jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital on Wednesday. He's been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, allegations he and his supporters say are politically motivated. Aviation experts are investigating Saturday's crash of a Fly Dubai airliner in southern Russia that killed all 62 people on board. Aviation officials said the plane's two flight data recorders were badly damaged and warned it could take months to recover information, leading to the cause of the crash. While the cause of the crash of the Boeing 737 is not yet known, high and gusty winds may have been a factor. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party has reaffirmed its confidence in embattled President Jacob Zuma amid allegations of corruption. The vote of confidence comes ahead of local elections and in the wake of charges a wealthy Indian family has influenced his ministerial appointments. And after nearly 8 years in prison, prisoners of war have been released by Eritrea. A total of 19 were captured in June of 2008 during a border skirmish, but some of them escaped prison in September of 2011. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.